This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hajj today has become so comfortable. It's so comfortable. People, I just can't believe them. They get an express flight. Where people used to go to Hajj in 9 months, they go to Hajj in 12 hours. From Doha to Jeddah, 12 hours. What did the guy do? The guy just packed his bags up. He carried his bags down the stairs into his X5. Yeah? And then he drove to the airport. That's all he did. He just drove. You know how comfortable it is to drive? You know what I'm saying? He's got all the heat, temperature, everything, cruise control. He went all the way to the airport, or he got dropped off. He took his luggage out to a trolley. Oh my God, must have killed his back. And then he just rolled the trolley to put his bag, suitcases inside. He then had a Starbucks, he had something else, and he sat down on the plane. And next minute he knows, he dropped off, he dozed off, he did whatever, he read a magazine. Next minute he knows, he's in Jeddah. And then he had to pick his bags up onto another trolley. And then the five-star express came when he got to his hotel, and they just rolled all his luggage up the lift into his in the bedroom, and they just put it there. Allahu Akbar. And then the guy complains. The guy says, man, this is tough, yaar. Bus hai, bahut tough hai, yaar. Garmi lag rahi hai na. Garmi lag rahi hai. The guy's feeling hot. When people used to make 9 months, they used to travel by on their feet. They used to take their own animal all the way to Hajj to sacrifice it. They used to go part by their horse, some by camel, some by ship. And they used to walk and walk until they got to the Kaaba in 9 months. This guy gets there in 9 hours and is complaining. And you know what they do? Oh my God, these guys, yeah. The minute they have a little bit of, you know, it moves from 5-star service to 4.5-star, yeah? 4.5 stars. Lollipop! Comes up. He says, Ore, huh? You cheating me? Cheat me? Take 5,000 pounds from me, huh? Huh? And the salam you give me, huh? It doesn't have enough salt inside there. What kind of service this is, huh? Well, guy, listen, mate. Listen, sabar ya haji. He goes, and the thing is, you know what? He goes into the haram, yeah? He goes around, right? He finds going around the Kaaba on the marble and up on Safa Marwa, yeah? He finds, oh my God, it's tough. It's tough. He's tough. You know all that cherubi cherubi inside him? Basically, he's getting burnt off, isn't it? He's getting burnt off. The guy's sweating a bit, and he's finding it tough. And then, you know, he gets blisters under his feet. It's true or not? He gets blisters. And when he gets blisters, he comes in the hotel room like he's Frankenstein, just about walking inside. Yeah? Oh my God. Oh man. Get in my bath. Oh, these blisters, yeah. Oh, bus, yeah. I can't wait to get back, yeah. Can't wait to get back, yeah. This is tough, yeah. This is tough. Hey, bruv, you haven't even seen Hajj. What you talking about, bruv? You haven't even been to Mina yet. What's Mina? Bruv, you know Mina, yeah? You know, you go to the toilets, yeah? Everyone's missed the hole. You serious, bruv? Everyone missed the hole. What are you talking about? Yeah, bro, I'm telling you, you know, you have to clean it proper. You have to hold your nose. You have to hold your breath. Oh, yaar, please, yaar. Is there any 5-star hotel there, yaar? Oh, bolo, yaar, any 5-star? You can't get... Really? I'll pay anything I want, man. But, you know, it's the sunnah to stay in Mina. So anyway, he goes to Mina, man, the guy's complaining. Left, right, center. He's got air-conditioned tents. Air-conditioned tents. He's just sitting there. He don't have to do nothing. All he has to do is just do dhikr of Allah. And all he's doing is looking at his watch. So basically, they said they're going to give food at, let's say, 6:30, 7 o'clock. The food gets delayed half an hour. The guy's tantrum starts coming up. You know that kid inside him? Like a little vampire. You know when the moon comes out? Oh! When the situation changes around him, he turns into a little monster. Now that monster in him, in her, is still inside. And when that monster goes back in, when he's satisfied, he's got what he wanted. He's happy because his stomach's full, he's got his food, he's all right, he's fine. If he doesn't get his food, if he doesn't get what he wants, he's going to start getting a bit, you know, agitated. Right? He goes to Arafat, he's sweating, he just wants it over. He's going back now, he has to go and throw all the stones, all that. He's got blisters, he's got, you know, other, you know, he's putting Vaseline down there, putting everything else down there to try and make it all soft and whatever, yeah. And it's killing him. He has to wear his ihram, he has to cover his, you know, downstairs. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of things that's going inside his head. He's thinking, man, gotta get back, gotta get back. And he has just done the most comfortable hajj you can imagine. But the guy's complaining.